Good afternoon, and welcome to the Wednesday afternoon conference call with Trusts Unlimited. This is Jim George speaking. I'm the non-attorney spokesman and facilitator for Trusts Unlimited, and I'd like to thank all of you for taking the time to listen to this call, particularly those that are calling in for the first time, and that those will be listening to the replay over the next 24 to 48 hours. There have been some issues with our replay calls, and I'm going to get into that in just a couple of minutes. But first, by way of disclaimer, actually, before I even get into that, I did want to mention that this will be a shorter call today. Ordinarily, we spend a few minutes talking about the situation in Iraq, a few minutes talking about the program we've put in place to assist you, and then we go to a brief Q&A. Today, we're just going to deal with the situation in Iraq and a couple of other issues that are overlapping into the reinstitution and revaluation of the Iraqi dinar. I've been a little bit frustrated because I have had a hard time contacting the people that I routinely talk to before these calls in order to get as much information as I can on the ground and from other knowledgeable individuals. As I said, on the one hand, that's very frustrating. On the other hand, though, I was always of the opinion that when we got close to the end, this would happen, that there'd be contradicting information about the reinstitution and revaluation of the dinar and these other currencies. And, of course, the individuals, although it's dwindling in number, the individuals, for their own reasons that don't want to see this happen, are fighting back very hard. I think this also has something to do with some of the censorship that's going on, which unfortunately I think we got sucked into that vortex, but I'll touch on that as well. First, by way of disclaimer, Trusts Unlimited is not the purveyor of the dinar and these other currencies. We're not advocating either the sale or purchase of these currencies, but as rather substantial currency holders ourselves, we're sharing with you the information that we believe to be relevant. And, of course, the most relevant piece of information would be the potential window for the reinstitution of the Iraqi dinar. We're in a little bit of a strange place right now. In my opinion, the reinstitution could literally happen at any time. However, because of some of the other extraneous issues that are involved, and again, because there is a dwindling number of people that are just pushing back as hard as they can, this could get theoretically pushed into January of 2022. I don't think that's what's going to happen, but I have to put it out there because I know that there are people that are attempting to divert this thing or postpone this thing to January. And, of course, if that happens, then they're going to come up with another scenario why it can't happen in January. So we're just in a tug of war with some very stubborn people who have their own agendas. The other thing I wanted to touch on also was the issue that we recently had with YouTube. We've been experiencing, actually the whole nation has, is censorship of one side of the equation. We're seeing rolling blackouts, difficulty getting onto websites and some of the big tech carriers. So things are getting a little weird. So we are still trying to resolve our issue with YouTube. It is as yet unresolved. However, we have done a couple of things. We'll probably get an email out. There are two ways you can listen to our replays. The first way is you can simply go to our website, go to or click Learn More. You would then click Conference Calls. You could then select whatever date or dates you'd like to listen to. I would always suggest that if you go to our website, you listen to our most recent call. But because we were postponing the marketing of our trust on a week-to-week basis, I would suggest you either go to our call of June 22nd or our call of September 22nd, because those two calls have a detailed explanation of the turnkey program, both pre- and post-RV, that we've put in place. And while I'm talking about phone numbers, I'll give you some other numbers. Of course, our website is trusts with an S, unlimitedllc.com. We had a number of people contact us and say, we went to your website, it seems to be down. And each time I asked for the website that they went to, they omitted the LLC. So once again, it's trusts with an S, unlimitedllc@gmail.com. Our phone service is 307-274-4122. And our email address is trusts with an S, unlimitedllc@gmail.com. The other method to contact us, or rather to listen to the replays, is to dial the following numbers. First, you will dial 206-451-6012. You would then dial 605-313-5163, and you'd use the access code 739-394-pound. So I'm sorry I had to divert a little bit and do a little house cleaning on that, but until we get this situation with YouTube resolved, those are going to be the methods you're going to need to listen to replay. I'd appreciate it if you'd share that information with other people, because they're not listening to a live call. They're not getting that information. And again, we'll try to get an email out to all of our people later this week. Now, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in Iraq. Things are moving painfully slow, but there is progress, primarily because we are seeing the implementation of the white paper reforms. Generally, these reforms are the increase in oil production. We can check that box. The development of non-oil-based revenue sectors like agriculture, industry, real estate, trade, and tourism. We can check that box. They're moving in that direction. Third, a stable economic environment and economic growth. We can check that box as well. So this is all leading up to the reinstatement and the reinstitution and the revaluation of the Iraqi dinar. Now, there are some other things that have been going on, which I believe have been misunderstood over the course of the year, having primarily to do with money supply, and that was the substantial reduction of the value of the Iraqi dinar in country against the U.S. dollar. Now, this upset a lot of our clients, a lot of people that listen to our calls. Frankly, some of those people just gave up because they saw the devaluation, although it was artificial, of the dinar against the dollar as the end. The dinar is never going to reinstitute. It's never going to revalue. But there are other micro and macroeconomic rationales for why this was done. First of all, remember, they're trying to collect the provisional 3-0 currencies. It's referred to as the deletion of the zeros, but the deletion of the zero is only going to apply technically to whatever provisional currency is still floating around out there in country after the currency revalues. What they're really doing is collecting the zeros. So by substantially reducing the value of the dinar against the U.S. dollar, and with the expectation in country that that would continue, that would force the Iraqi citizens who had been hoarding the currency for obvious reasons, banking problems and all of that, to finally decide to go ahead and exchange those 3-0 provisional currency bills. Now, one of the arguments for postponing the reinstitution and revaluation is the money supply. There's just too much dinar out there. And I would agree with that. However, while it's true a substantial amount of the currency is being held internationally by central banks, hedge funds, nonprofits, and, of course, individuals such as ourselves, nevertheless, it still remains that a substantial amount of that currency remains, particularly because of the hoarding of the citizens, remains in country in Iraq. So when you delete the three zeros, you are reducing the money supply because you're turning a $25,000 note into a $25,000 note into a 25 dinar note. So that reduces the money supply. By reducing the value of the dinar, it also reduces the demand for foreign currency because they have to give up too much of the dinar in order to get the foreign currency. And they need the foreign currency in order to purchase imports. So it stops the demand for purchasing imports. Why is that important? Because it props up the industries within Iraq, which they need in order to grow their economy. So there was a long-term rationale and strategy for the reduction of the value of the dinar against the dollar, even though at the time, for many, it looked like it was counterproductive. Another thing that the CBI has recently done, it's issuing bonds. Now, this is a conventional approach for governments, particularly stable governments, to fund governmental programs because people are not going to buy the bonds of a government if they feel its country's not stable and the government's not stable. So the fact that they've been able to issue and sell these bonds means, number one, they have the money to support the governmental processes, but it also means there must be some level of trust. Now, most of these bonds thus far have been purchased by the banks, but they're going to subsequently hold those or sell those to their customers. So, again, this means that we're looking at a more stable environment. Once again, by purchasing the bonds, they've reduced the money supply. All of that money is now in the hands of the government, in exchange for which they will pay interest based on what? The continued growth of their economy. All of this has created, in my opinion, the proper environment for the reinstitution and then revaluation of the dinar. But again, we're in a kind of a weird window, and I'm going to be on the phone all day today, which is one of the reasons why I'm shortening this call, to try to get a little bit more definitive information from the people who, in my opinion, really understand what's going on. Now, the other thing I'll mention is Kazemi has released a statement proposing that sooner rather than later, we see a reduction of the U.S. dollar against the Iraqi dinar. So what they're saying is it's time now to revalue the currency. That's the first step for them to say, now we're going to change the exchange rate, and we're going to have a rate, in my opinion, which is approximately 1-to-1 with the U.S. dollar. And again, that could happen tomorrow, or this could continue to get dragged out for the reasons that I said. But we've checked all of the boxes. Now, the other thing I'm going to mention, and this is my final note before I check out for today, and this is just my opinion, but I'm sitting back and watching what's going on in this country right now. We're looking at a proposed, through a congressional reconciliation, a $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill, which is not an infrastructure bill, but that's what they're calling it. In fact, it's more of a $5.5 to $6 trillion bill. Now, of course, if this bill were to pass and they were to dump that kind of money into the economy, that's what that's going to create, hyperinflation. What inflation really is isn't the increased value of tangible assets and other goods and services. It's the devaluation of the purchasing power of the currency. In addition, we have Janet Yellen, who is now Secretary of the Treasury, pushing in her recent testimony to the Senate for a digital currency. Okay, so these two things coupled tells us two things. The value of the U.S. reserve note, not the U.S. dollar, the U.S. reserve note is dropping precipitously, and with the establishment of a digital currency, we've lost substantial control of those funds. Also embedded in one of the tax bills is a banking regulation where the banks will now monitor all of our cash transactions of $600 or more. Now, the justification for this was they want to collect money from uber-wealthy deadbeats. Well, of course, that's the case. Why would they be tracking $600 transactions? Wealthy individuals transact with a lot more zeros than $600. So that's just a red herring right there. A digital currency is something that we want to avoid. Now, if we end up with a digital currency, the only way around it is to transition as much of our net worth as possible to tangible assets. Now, that does not mean that the government has lost control, but it means they have substantially less control. Now, the reason I bring this up is because in the past, and for those of you that will go listen to the calls I suggested earlier, we've established this trust with Denarii specifically for the benefits that they will enjoy by establishing this trust prior to the revaluation of these currencies. But in the course of those discussions, we've talked about other benefits like privacy, asset protection, and potential tax benefits by setting up these trusts. The reason I bring this up is if you have established a trust like ours, you've transitioned out of currencies and financial assets into tangible assets, and those assets are within a trust like ours. Pursuant to Section 643B of the Internal Revenue Code, the exchange and or sale of capital assets within an irrevocable trust means that the profit enjoyed from the exchange or sale of a capital asset is tax deferred. So not only will you avoid the volatility and the loss of purchasing power by holding currencies and financial assets, by purchasing tangible assets and owning those assets in a trust like ours, you will also be able to grow your wealth to an even greater level because of the tax deferral. Now, one caveat. We are waiting for the reinstitution of the dinar so that we can compel the IRS to confirm Section 643B. 643B is very clear. Our concern is with, and particularly with this administration, that they're going to try to circumvent the clear and plain language of 643B. These are the people that play games with language. So they now call the infrastructure bill, which for 100 years since the creation of the central bank means roads and bridges, they now call it human infrastructure, which theoretically opens the door for them to do anything and call it infrastructure. Fortunately, the parliamentarian of the Senate said, no, you cannot do that. You cannot jam anything you want into the infrastructure bill and call it infrastructure. That's kind of what's holding that bill up right now. But that also means that they can take the clear language and say it doesn't say what it says, as in 643B. So we're going to have to wait for the reinstitution in order to compel the Treasury Department and the IRS to confirm what we already know that the code says. But this is another reason to establish a trust. So this is the information I wanted to provide for today. I'm sorry we're not having a full-blown call. I'm sorry I don't have confirmation of some other things that I know are floating around out there, but I'm having a difficult time contacting people that in the past, it was difficult to the extent that the time differential meant I had to call them at awkward times from my standpoint. In order to get them, but now it's very difficult to get through to them, particularly in Iraq, which is kind of annoying. But then again, a little bit of a blackout is what I expected anyway when we got near the end of them flipping the switch. So I'm hoping that this difficulty means this is all going to happen sooner rather than later. Another thing I want to mention is one of the reserve currencies that the Iraqi citizens have been using lately has been the dong. And there are some voices out there that are saying that in their opinions, and again, this is just opinion, they don't see any reason why the dong will not RV at the same time as the dinar. Now, I for myself hold dong, but I know a lot of our clients have dong, and I know that not a substantial number, but there are a number of our clients that actually have more dong than dinar. So this, hopefully, if this comes to fruition, this is going to be very good news for all of us. So in closing, I'm just going to say what's going to happen or what needs to happen is we're going to see the reinstitution of the dinar. We, meaning Trusts Unlimited, are then going to be able to call the various banks, see what kind of deals are available. Our objective is to go to the bank, do our exchange, transition as much of that money as quickly as we can to whatever other tangible asset arrangements we may have made, whether it's gold, silver, industrial metals, cryptos, REITs, which are real estate investment trusts, direct purchase of real estate, numismatic coins, all of these other things you can do. And further, by having those things within your trust package, additionally enjoy tax deferral on the sale of these things at a profit. So that's where we are for today. Again, thanks for listening to the call. We will be back certainly next week. Unless, of course, something of a dramatic nature happens, like the reinstitution of the dinar, we'll try to get out an email and schedule an emergency conference call. We plan on getting an email out this week anyway with regard to the new methods to contact us for our replay. But we will be back next Wednesday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Thanks so much for listening to the call, and have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.